El doctor Michael Greenwood, oficial de la Marina de los Estados Unidos durante la Guerra Fría, entrenador de delfines de la Marina, colaborador de la CIA, desarrolló un sistema de armas en mamíferos marinos, delfines, ballenas, leones. Nació en Inglaterra en 1932. Está cumpliendo 90 años. En la Marina se involucró en la guerra costera, la respiración fluida, el buceo de saturación. Rusia estaría desplegando delfines militares entrenados contra Ucrania. Ana, ¿qué prueba hay de eso?
Good morning. Thank you very much for your time today at W Radio. And we want to begin by asking you, what proof do you guys have that these dolphins were trained by Russia against Ukraine? What type of proof do you guys have about this?
I just know that they have trained them, and the Ukrainians trained them, and of course America has trained them too.
Él solo sabe que los rusos los han entrenado, también los ucranianos y los estadounidenses. Sí, Ana, yo quisiera preguntarle al señor Michael, ¿para qué y cuál es el fin de estos delfines en la guerra?
Can you explain to us what is the purpose of these dolphins in the war?
Let me back up a second before I answer that question. Dolphins are very intelligent animals. They're very friendly. They're very social. But most importantly, they're very human-like. If you take the brain of a dolphin and hold it in your left hand, and you take the brain of a human being and held it in your right hand, unless you were a very sophisticated anatomist, you would have difficulty knowing which brain belonged to whom. That is, all of the sophistication that the human brain has, the dolphin brain has also. Given that, you can, as long as you understand learning theory, sophistication, you can program the brain of the dolphin to do a great deal, maybe just about anything that you can within reason in terms of behavior, train the human brain to do. So it's an animal that can be trained to do what you wish with. Certainly, you're able to train them to function as weapon systems.
Los delfines son muy inteligentes, son amigables, son seres muy sociales, le gustan los humanos. Si uno toma, por ejemplo, el cerebro en la mano de un delfín y en la otra mano de un humano, pues es muy difícil saber qué cerebro le corresponde a quién, si al delfín o al humano. Entonces nos dice que se puede entrenar a los delfines, se pueden programar para que se comporten de cierta forma, así como se entrenan también a los humanos y pueden utilizarse en este sentido como armas de guerra.
Los delfines, como tantos animales, han sido utilizados para la guerra. No es nuevo lo de los delfines. Yo le quería preguntar si sigue siendo utilizado, porque muchos movimientos animalistas han abogado en contra de la utilización de los animales con estos fines. ¿Sigue siendo una práctica común en los ejércitos la utilización de los delfines?
The fact of using dolphins and other animals in the war is not something new. It's something that has happened for many years. But nowadays that we have so many activists defending animals' rights, some people criticize this. Is it still common for dolphins and for other animals to be used in the war?
The answer is yes. It is fairly common, but they're more often not used in war. It's easy to think of a dolphin if you know how to do it. They can go out and maybe attack the enemy, especially in terms of what is called swim nullification, where if a dolphin is trained, it can tell if there's an approaching swimmer or diver coming in at you underwater, which is rather important. If you're on a ship, the dolphin might be looking to destroy, and the dolphin is trained to swim out and destroy that oncoming swimmer. But the real issue in terms of the use of the dolphin is to harness the animal's intelligence so that it can operate and be useful for intelligence purposes.
La respuesta es que sí es común, pero nos dice que lo que el problema es que se entrena a este animal para atacar el enemigo. Ellos los estrenan y entrenan a este delfín para operar dentro de las aguas. Por ejemplo, si se aproxima un barco, están entrenados para destruir, al igual que a un submarino. Entonces nos dice que el problema acá es el uso del delfín y la inteligencia del animal para operar dentro de la inteligencia de un ejército, o sí, entrenarlo para operar dentro de un ejército.
Debo entender que cuando nuestro invitado habla de destruir submarinos o buques de guerra, el coloca mina magnética y huye.
Perdón, Rafa, es que se cortó un poco la comunicación. Usted, me quedé hasta la parte de que usted debería entender.
Sí, el delfín. Coloca una mina magnética en un buque o en un submarino, suicidándose, o bien coloca la mina magnética y huye.
Understanding how this would go for the dolphins, when they're going to attack a submarine, perhaps, and attach a bomb or other type of military artifact in a submarine, will the dolphin attach it to the submarine and leave and save its life, or will this dolphin go ahead and commit suicide when they are attaching this to the submarine?
They could technically do it either way. The question is not just what he attaches, but how he attaches. The dolphin is probably between 250 to 400 pounds maximum weight. But the question is, what kind of package can he carry? It's the way they carry packages, because they're towed, and how they place them against the hull of a vessel if they were attacking a vessel. The dolphin cannot have that much equipment on himself. That is, he can tow a large package or a drogue in which the instrumentation is involved. And if you have modern sophistication in that drogue or towed object, there can be a lot of very sophisticated electronics so that the operator or handlers of the dolphin, who are long distance and away from where the dolphin is, can know pretty much what is going on, so they could arrange to explode a package when the dolphin is still close by, and therefore destroy the dolphin, or they could give time for the dolphin to return from whence he came before they activate the explosion.
Pueden hacerlo de ambas formas. La pregunta es, ¿cómo lo hace el delfín? El delfín puede pesar de 250 a 400 libras. No puede cargar, digamos, un paquete muy grande, pero sí es importante saber cómo posicionan este dispositivo en lo que quieren atacar. No pueden los delfines tener tanto equipo en ellos, así que son electrónicos muy sofisticados, y pues ya definen posteriormente si este dispositivo se sitúa en cierto lugar y el delfín puede huir, o no alcanza y simplemente se detona con el delfín ahí.
Ana, un delfín vive entre 20 y 35 años. ¿Cuánto tiempo puede tomar entrenar un delfín para la guerra?
A dolphin can live between 20 and 35 years. How much time does it usually take to train one of these animals?
A matter of hours, if you know what you're doing.
Horas, si la persona sabe lo que está haciendo.
Ahora, por favor, pregúntele a Mr. Greenwood, ¿en qué estado estaba el programa de los delfines como arma de destrucción cuando llegó a la CIA, y cuál fue su aporte en el desarrollo de estas tareas?
Can you tell us what was the status of this program, this dolphin programs, when you entered the CIA, and what type of, how were you able to collaborate with them? What were you able to add to the program during your time at the CIA?
I was put on loan as a consulting scientist to the CIA. I worked for the Department of the U.S. Navy. I wondered from the beginning why a program such as this would be run under the CIA. It's not what people normally expect or associate with the CIA. But I think most people don't know anything at all about the CIA, and they don't know the scope of the research in which it is involved. I was there as a consultant, and the program was to hit a target in Cuba. I didn't stay with the program. I criticized it very highly because I thought it was dangerous and inappropriate. And I left and went back to my work under the Department of the Navy, which involved ocean floor habitation, that is, man living on the ocean floor, which has been my work over many years.
Bueno, él estaba como consultor en la CIA, trabajó en el Departamento de la Armada y nos dice que básicamente es curioso que la CIA sea el que maneje un programa como estos. Muchas personas no lo saben, pero en general no se sabe muchas cosas que ocurren dentro de la CIA. Él estaba allí trabajando para lograr un objetivo en Cuba. Nos dice que fue muy crítico del programa porque le parecía inapropiado, pero este fue el rol que él tuvo.
Mr. Greenwood, entonces, ¿usted no estaría de acuerdo en el uso de mamíferos, de estos delfines tan inteligentes, de ballenas y leones marinos para uso del ejército?
So, could we say that you... agree or do not agree in the use of these mammals for the war?
I strongly disagree, but maybe for the different reasons than many would anticipate. The dolphin and the brain of the dolphin is a gold mine of scientific knowledge in terms of understanding the evolution of the animal kingdom and or the brain of the man himself. I think that if we use the research correctly, we could accomplish a great deal, but it wouldn't involve blowing up or killing anybody else. It would be understanding how you program the brain and how you develop behavior or correct behavior. But most important, I think if we studied the dolphin as he should be studied, it would put significant questions in the mind of many people as to the validity of our understanding of evolution. If we look at the excuse me, I got a sore throat. If we look at the dolphin, we find that in terms of Darwin's theory, he shouldn't have the brain that we think he has, but he, as I mentioned in the beginning, he has a brain which is almost identical to that of man. It seems to function in the same way, with the same pathways, the same programming techniques. In fact, as you go back in evolution, the dolphin's brain seemed to be more advanced, and his abilities came ahead of that of man's in terms of the size and capacities of his brain. That's where I think the real issue of science should be. If you want to use instrumentation to destroy your enemies, there are many ways that can be done without using a dolphin. It's not only the work itself in terms of the use of the dolphin as a weapon, but most importantly, the people who are doing it or controlling that work. I don't think the intelligence agencies of this country or any other countries are the right place to pursue that type of science.
Well, Dr. Michael Greenwood, thank you so much for your time in W Radio. It's been a pleasure talking to you today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Nos dice que él está en desacuerdo, pero por diferentes razones a las que las personas podrían pensar. El cerebro de los delfines para él es una mina de oro. Se puede entender la evolución del reino animal y la evolución del cerebro del hombre a través del cerebro del delfín. Cree que si se usa correctamente los beneficios, sin matar a nadie, sin atacar al otro, se puede usar el cerebro para entender cómo programa, cómo piensan, cómo se desarrolla el comportamiento, y si se estudia correctamente puede traer muchas respuestas significativas sobre el entendimiento de la evolución. Entonces nos dice que el delfín, el cerebro del delfín es mucho más avanzado que el de los seres humanos, por ejemplo, que del hombre. Tiene habilidades por delante de los hombres por sus tamaños, por sus capacidades, y el problema aquí es la manera como se está usando, como se está instrumentalizando este delfín para destruir al enemigo. Hay muchas formas de usar el delfín que no se es necesario para atacar el otro ni programarlo para atacar el otro. Así que digamos que estos programas de inteligencia en los Estados Unidos y en el mundo no son las correctas para hacer este tipo de ciencia.